how do you feel about your, the organization you work with? The owner said they're going to put a panel together to review policies here at the organization. Mm-hmm. How do you, what do you think about that? Do they need to be reviewed?
I mean, he's the owner of the organization, and he's going to want the best for his organization, so he's going to do whatever he can, and that involves, you know, putting together the panel. And you know, it's not my, I get paid to snap a ball, so I trust him, our owner, to make business decisions.
Yeah, but you also represent this organization, mm-hmm. you and everybody in this locker room. So do you think policies need to be in place, or the organization's not misrepresented?
Right now, I mean, from my perspective, the time I've been here with the Dolphins, I hadn't noticed or expected that there needed to be major changes. But, you know, I've been in the league for a while, and, you know, whether it's because I'm numb to the culture of the league or whether it's because changes need to be made, I'm not sure. That's not up to me.
Does this locker room differ from any other locker rooms that you've been in, the culture?
I've never been in a different locker room.
Over the years, with different teams,
I've been under four different coaching staffs, and this is not at an extreme. It's the same as it's always been. I haven't noticed a change. I haven't noticed an escalation in the culture. It's always been the same to me.
Is it a practice that would be acceptable in other businesses? Is it what goes on here?
I've never been involved in other businesses, so I can't compare to that.
But you know what's politically correct out on the street and, you know, as far as terms you use, derogatory comments, whether kidding or not. I mean,
from what I hear from friends, from people I know, from family members who are involved in other businesses or whatnot, there can be comparisons. You know, whether it be firefighters or police academies, or I mean, whenever you got a first class coming in, the armed forces, you got the young bucks coming in, there's always, you know, they got to earn their stripes and they go through a process. And the NFL isn't the only industry where you're going to see that.
John, this season is approaching a sink or swim point. How do you guys make sure that you sink and that you swim at dump sink right now?
We just focus on the basics. I mean, we got to worry about football.
Do you know if players were fined for being too soft? Were players fined by teammates for being too soft?
Not that I'm aware of.
Do you worry about morale at all? Right? How do you handle a situation like this? Not necessarily the off-the-field stuff, but just then you combine that with the loss last night to try to keep the psyche and the morale up in a locker room.
No, I'm not worried about the team's morale. We had a team meeting this morning. We went over what we got to work on, and we got a short week this week, and we got to focus on football. And, you know, we're still in this. We're not out of the picture. We're focusing on the situation we're in football-wise. We can't focus on what we can't control, which means we can't focus on the things going on outside out of football right now.
Do you think you win that game last night if this mess isn't happening?
That's a huge hypothetical. I really don't think. I mean, I couldn't even begin to make that assessment. It would be unfair. I mean, I'd be lying to you if I told you I knew the answer to that question.